Detroit is gearing up to host this week's NFL Draft. The first round will start at 8 p.m. Thursday. Rounds 2 and 3 will take place on Friday, while teams will make their remaining picks Saturday afternoon. WDET's Alex McLennan has more on what fans need to know about the event as they plan to head downtown.
The city of Detroit thinks about 300,000 people will make their way downtown on the first night of the NFL Draft alone. That means a busy weekend with big crowds. And with buildings like Ford Field only able to hold about 60,000 people, organizers are holding the event on city streets, free for the public to attend. Christopher Moyer of Visit Detroit says the main stage will be in Cadillac Square.
That's where the draft picks are going to cross the stage, where Commissioner Goodell is going to be announcing who the Lions are picking and 31 other teams.
That footprint will extend into Campus Martius and south to Hart Plaza, where the NFL Draft Experience Fan Zone will be set up. That part of downtown is expected to draw the most people. If that's where you want to go, you will need to plan ahead. Mayor Mike Duggan says you won't be able to find nearby parking right before the event begins.
You're going to need to think about an experience that's different than you're used to going to a football game. And unless you're going to be here at 9 or 10 in the morning, the idea of driving into downtown and parking is probably not realistic.
Detroit will operate shuttles from three lots around the city that will take fans up to the draft perimeter, while smart shuttles coming from the suburbs connect you to the People Mover. You could also park in Midtown or New Center and take the Q line part of the way down Woodward Avenue. Another tactic is ride-sharing services, which Duggan says he used when visiting the draft in other cities.
Uber and Lyft took you to the perimeter of the crowd, dropped you off, and then you walked quite a ways, but it worked fine.
However, if you want to experience the NFL draft, you don't need to make it all the way to Campus Martius. The festivities will be spread around town, as Christopher Moyer explains.
The totality of the NFL draft experience is going to be stretching from Greektown to Eastern Market, through parks in and around the Central Business District. Then you also stretch out into Corktown as well.
Moyer says there will be activities as far up Woodward Avenue as the Fox Theater. Large video boards will be set up in many places so you can view the draft live with other fans no matter where you end up.
We're talking dozens of screens all over the city.
Law enforcement from several agencies will patrol downtown to keep things running smoothly. The draft isn't supposed to draw quite as many people as Detroit's annual summer fireworks, but Police Chief James White says the fireworks are a different kind of event.
Most of everyone's looking up at the sky, and at the end of that 35-minute display, people leave. This is a three-day event.
White says his department will be ready for any crowd size because nobody really knows what total attendance for the weekend will be. The NFL has only taken the draft on the road a handful of times, and recent venues like Las Vegas and Kansas City haven't had as many neighboring fan bases close by. For Detroit, supporters of teams in Indianapolis, Chicago, Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh are within a reasonable drive.
These are big football towns, and we anticipate seeing those numbers flood the city of Detroit for all 3 days and participate in the event.
Once fans make it into the city, Mayor Duggan says moving from one area to another could prove to be tricky.
You want to go from Capitol Park to Greektown? I think a lot of folks here are going to discover something called the Detroit People Mover.
He says taking the elevated rail system that circles around downtown is probably a better bet than pushing through crowds near the draft main stage.
If you want to join friends on the other side, that's going to be the fastest way to get there.
City officials say the People Mover will operate around the clock during the draft weekend, with trains coming every 5 minutes. If you do want to make it into the main stage area, gates will open at noon on Thursday and Friday. They'll open at 9 a.m. on Saturday. I'm Alex McLennan, WDET News.